Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 608, How Drinking More Water Can Help You Lose Weight, by Ada Bjornadottir with Healthline.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. All right, we're midway through the week, which means we're due for an inspirational quote. So here we go. Great performers never just hope they'll be on top of their game. Rather, they actively create the specific conditions that will elicit their personal best. Brad Stuhlberg and Steve Magnus, from their book, Peak Performance, Take Advantage of the New Science of Success. Okay, so not only are we halfway through the week, but we're halfway through the month, which means we're going to be doing another book giveaway soon to a random person on our mailing list. And if you want to be a part of that for free, come join our weekly newsletter at oldpodcast.com. For now, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. How Drinking More Water Can Help You Lose Weight, by Ada Bjornadottir with Healthline.com. For a long time, drinking water has been thought to help with weight loss. In fact, 30 to 59% of U.S. adults who try to lose weight increase their water intake. Many studies show that drinking water may benefit weight loss and weight maintenance. I'm about to explain how drinking water can help you lose weight. Drinking water can make you burn more calories. Most of the studies I'm going to be referring to looked at the effect of drinking 1 half-liter or 17 fluid ounce serving of water. Now, drinking water increases the amount of calories you burn, which is known as resting energy expenditure. In adults, resting energy expenditure has been shown to increase by anywhere from 24 to 30% within 10 minutes of drinking water, and this effect lasts at least 60 minutes. In fact, one study of overweight and obese children found a 25% increase in resting energy expenditure after drinking cold water. A study of overweight women examined the effects of increasing water intake to over 1 liter or 34 fluid ounces per day. They found that over a 12-month period, this resulted in an extra 2 kilograms or about 4.4 pounds of weight loss. Now, since these women didn't make any lifestyle changes except to drink more water, these results are very impressive. Additionally, both of these studies indicate that drinking about 0.5 liter of water results in an extra 23 calories burned. On a yearly basis, that equates to roughly 17,000 calories, or potentially about 4.4 pounds of fat. Several other studies have monitored overweight people who drank 1 to 1.5 liters of water daily for a few weeks. They found a significant reduction in body weight, body mass index, waist circumference, and body fat. This is because when you drink cold water, your body uses extra calories to warm the water up to body temperature. Bottom line, drinking 0.5 liter of water may increase the amount of calories burned for at least an hour. Some studies show that this can lead to modest weight loss. Drinking water before meals can reduce appetite. Some people claim that drinking water before a meal reduces appetite. There actually seems to be some truth behind this, but almost exclusively in middle-aged and older adults. Studies of older adults have shown that drinking water before each meal may increase weight loss by 4.4 pounds over a 12-week period. In one study, middle-aged, overweight, and obese participants who drank water before each meal lost 44% more weight compared to a group that did not drink more water. Another study also showed that drinking water before breakfast reduced the amount of calories consumed during the meal by 13%. Although this may be very beneficial for middle-aged and older folks, studies of younger individuals have not shown the same impressive reduction in calorie intake. Bottom line, drinking water before meals may reduce appetite in middle-aged and older individuals. This decreases calorie intake, which may lead to weight loss. Drinking more water is linked to reduced calorie intake and a lower risk of weight gain. Since water is naturally calorie-free, it is generally linked with reduced calorie intake. This is mainly because you drink water instead of other beverages, which are often high in calories and high in sugar. Observational studies have shown that people who drink mostly water have up to a 9% lower calorie intake on average. Drinking water may also help prevent long-term weight gain. In general, the average person gains about 3.2 pounds every 4 years, but this amount could be reduced by adding one cup of water. By increasing your daily water consumption by just one cup, you may reduce this weight gain by about a quarter of a pound. Or replacing other drinks with water. So by substituting a serving of a sugar-sweetened beverage with one cup of water may reduce the four-year weight gain by about 1 pound. It is especially important to encourage children to drink water as it can help prevent them from becoming overweight or obese. A recent school-based study aimed to reduce obesity rates by encouraging children to drink water. They installed water fountains in 17 schools and provided classroom lessons about water consumption for second and third graders. After one school year, the risk of obesity had been reduced by a whopping 31% in the schools where water intake was increased. Bottom line, drinking more water may lead to decreased calorie intake and reduce the risk of long-term weight gain and obesity, especially in children. How much water should you drink? Many health authorities recommend drinking 8 8-ounce glasses of water, which is about 2 liters, per day. However, this number is completely random. As with so many things, water requirements depend entirely on the individual. For example, people who sweat a lot or exercise regularly may need more water than those who are not very active. Older people and breastfeeding mothers also need to monitor their water intake more closely. Keep in mind, you also get water from many foods and beverages, such as coffee, tea, meats, fish, milk, and especially fruits and vegetables. As a good rule of thumb, you should always drink water when you're thirsty and drink enough to quench your thirst. If you find you have a headache or are in a bad mood or are constantly hungry or have trouble concentrating, then you may suffer from mild dehydration. Drinking more water may help fix this. Based on the studies, drinking 1 to 2 liters of water per day should be sufficient to help with weight loss. Because you may not be super familiar with measurements in liters, here's another way to say some of these things. 1 to 2 liters would equate to about 34 to 67 fluid ounces, or about 4 to 8 8-ounce cups. However, again, this is just a general guideline. Some people may need less, while others may need a lot more. Also, it's not recommended you drink too much water either, because it can cause water toxicity. This has even caused death in extreme cases, such as during water drinking contests. Bottom line, according to the studies, 1 to 2 liters of water per day is enough to assist with weight loss, especially when consumed before meals. Take-home message. Water can be helpful for weight loss. It is 100% calorie-free, helps you burn more calories, and may even suppress your appetite if consumed before meals. The benefits are even greater when you replace sugary beverages with water. It's a very easy way to cut back on sugar and calories. However, keep in mind that you're going to have to do a lot more than just drink water if you need to lose a significant amount of weight. Water is just one very small piece of the puzzle. You just listened to the post titled, How Drinking More Water Can Help You Lose Weight by Ada Bjornadottir with Healthline.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I totally agree with Ada when she says drinking 8 fluid ounces of water every day is totally random. It is very different for every person. As we age, our thirst signals aren't as good. And so mild dehydration as we get older is very, very common. There are also some studies to show that those that are overweight or obese are also mildly dehydrated more often than not. But yes, outside temperature affects how hydrated or dehydrated we might become. We always talk about warm weather leading to dehydration. Cold weather can do the same thing. And yes, of course, your activity level, the foods you eat, all of those things can affect your hydration levels. So I've said this many times on this show before, the best way, the truly best way to know if you're adequately hydrated is to do the gross thing and look at your urine color. If your urine color, most times, is like a pale lemonade color, that's perfect. If it's clear most of the time, you're getting too much water. If it's a darker shade of yellow, you're probably dehydrated. Oh, and let's not forget that some medications may also interfere with hydration. So if you're really worried about how much you're drinking and you want to know a specific amount, it'd be best to talk to your doctor. But if you just want to make sure that you're adequately hydrated most days, again, the best tip would be to look at your urine color. All right, really quickly before I go, if you want to show some support for our podcast, there are many ways to help out, both free and otherwise. Come by oldpodcast.com/support to check those out. Thank you as always for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.